it seems like guys are a little bit more frustrated this week than in last. You guys must have felt good about your preparation.
Yeah, we did, and that's the thing that bothers you the most when you prep well and everybody's prepared, and you just come out there and you have a couple of costly mistakes, and it costs you the game. And that's what happened. It cost us the game, and the credit do go out to them because they forced those plays. And we just gotta stay out our own way and just start putting the games together.
The ground game had been so productive the last couple of weeks. Do they do anything different to get you guys out of it?
I mean, they did a couple of things. They did chase down plays, and they made plays, you know, when they needed to. A couple of times, like, I got to get out and get away from shoestring tackles. Those are a couple of things that bother me the most. A couple of shoestring tackles that shouldn't be happening. So I got to get that out of my game. And it was good blocking. We just got to I gotta get away from the shoestring tackles.
How important is it for this team right now to get this bye week? Week 10, you know, been a bit of a grind.
It's kind of tough because you want to go back out and play and try to, you know, show yourself again. But I think it is a great opportunity for us to, you know, get away from it for a little bit and you know, rethink everything and just get our minds right and come back with a different approach and come back with that focus that we need to have.
Can you turn this off for the plane ride home, or is this going to be on your mind for 9 hours?
Well, it's going to be on my mind for 9 hours. So, I mean, after that, we got to move forward, watch the film, and that's it.